I know we have two important things coming.
We only have one more testimony, and that's Dee. And I know she was here. Ms. Doff, could you go out in the hallway and see if Dee is standing outside, please? Dee White, do you know Dee?
She's just right in the corner, as you exit.
And the list is closed on this item, so Dee will be our last public testimony. I'm sorry? You do as well. Okay, very good. Okay, fair enough. Why don't you come up and be ready to go, and then we'll... in fact, why don't you start, and we'll have Dee come... Oh, there she is. Very good. Sorry, Dee. Okay, we are back in session. I apologize for the momentary disruption and delay. We're back on track. She'll presumably be watching on TV.
Oh, all right. Well, I just talked to Christine. So my name is Dee White, and I just wanted to testify a little bit about the auditor's report. But first, I just wanted to thank the auditor and thank the citizens of Portland for voting to give the auditor more independence, because I really, it's critical. I mean, it was a critical thing, and I thank you all for passing it unanimously to put it on the ballot. When I heard the auditor say, the main thing I'm testifying today about is about the Water Bureau. I just want to encourage the auditor to audit the Water Bureau. And that's what I was asking Christine about. When you say the water assets are in good shape, and you say, and I saw the little chart at 69%. And I said, where do you get that information from? Did you do an audit yourself? And they said, no, we take the information from the city budget office. And what happens is the Water Bureau engineers go out and do an assessment of their assets and report to the budget office, and then the auditor combines it. Well, I know for a fact that the assets in the Water Bureau, as far as the pipes go, there was an audit report back in 2004 that gave an abysmal audit, thousands of hours in deferred maintenance with the Water Bureau, with the pipes. This past year, during the winter, a record number of mains broke, and the Water Bureau blamed it on the weather. That's impossible. The mains, we've had much colder weather. They haven't been maintained. They haven't been replaced. You're pouring all of your money into new assets, where the biggest chunk of assets in the Water Bureau is our pipes and the distribution system. All of the money that we are paying, ratepayers are paying right now, are going into new assets. So I just want to ask the auditor to please audit the Water Bureau and correct, I mean, to depend on the Water Bureau engineers, when we know that trust is a really big issue with our Water Bureau. The trust among the citizens, it's a very, very big issue, and Mr. Commissioner Fish, you know that. I would just like to please ask the auditor to audit the Water Bureau and correct this false statement, I believe, that Water Bureau assets are in good shape. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. City manages assets valued at $36 billion. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. $36 billion. Why are there so many homeless people out on the sidewalks? Obviously, we have in these numbers, too, that your bloated pensions and your salaries are part of the reason. But I'm not going after those, as I have stated. I'm going after the fact of Commissioner Fritz so busy going through her purse right now instead of listening to the public communicator.
Let's keep it to the report, please.
This is my public communication. Please don't interrupt me during my communication. Issue number two. We basically make, since you interrupted me, I'm going to ask for another 30 seconds. You've thrown my whole speech off. Remember, public communication.
Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds, but keep it to the report.
Okay,
please.
Thank you. Fair enough. Fair I deal. Agree with that. Total revenues for the city in 2016 were $1.9 billion. Total expenses, of course, more, $2 billion. It's always going to be that way. No matter how much money you make, we're going to spend it. You make money, we spend it. You've miscalculated the cost. Stop giving away real estate. Stop giving your salaries these increases. Stop this bloated pension situation, which is beginning to sink this city. And understand, if we have 2,000 people currently outside, calculate that in to the numbers when you create new income. Calculate that in before you start giving your little special project grants away. Calculate that in before you start doing that. And I find it interesting. Your general fund revenue, your biggest source from property tax, went up 8%. Well, we've had more building and buildings being built in the history of Portland than we ever have. So these aren't put on the tax rolls yet? When are they going to roll on the tax rolls? There's a lot of money coming into this wonderful city, and it's all going to be spent by you up here not taking care of the people of this city. It's them, us. Make sure we get our salaries. Make sure we get our pensions. Make sure we get our house payments. Make sure we get our car payments. Make sure we get our good health insurance. And the public, you're in second place. Not anymore. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg have spoken. It's time to listen to them. And Mayor, if I may say to you, it's 15 minutes to drive out to Elon Musk solar company out there. It takes 15 minutes to introduce yourself, walk through their plant, and set up a meeting with Elon Musk when he comes into town. 15 minutes.
Be thrilled to meet him.
I'm counting on you. And this is a big decision.
Got
and
it.
Don't
Thank you.
Do not underestimate these people. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you to the auditor and her team. Aye.
Fish.
I think Commissioner Fritz and I have served with three different auditors, elected auditors. And there's a natural tension in the relationship between the council and an elected auditor because the auditor is charged with doing audits and doing oversight. I want to just call out the fact that the hallmark of this auditor has been leveraging her audits and engaging the council in problem solving. And that, after all, I think is the hallmark of a great auditor, and I'm very appreciative of that. And by the way, I sound much worse than I am. I apologize. I'm in this phase of where the cure is worse than the disease, so I apologize for my voice, but I actually feel better than I sound. Mayor, I hope that we continue this pattern that's been established under your leadership, where whether we like or not the findings of an audit, the council accepts them in a formal way and has a public forum in which we can discuss them and then hold ourselves accountable, because there's no purpose in issuing audits if they're just going to collect dust somewhere. And finally, I just want to call out the symmetry and the serendipity here. Yesterday, the mayor led a work session on Build Portland. And the idea is to capture the long-promised value of urban renewal to deal with significant structural deficits we have in transportation and in parks. And the audit, the financial condition audit, clearly points out that we have work to do there. But unlike the utilities, we don't have a dedicated revenue source. And so the mayor has put a bold idea on the table to capture the value of maturing urban renewal districts to address that deficit. And in the last budget, the council embraced a 10-year plan to take the utilities to close as we can to 100% pay-as-you-go, that is, to fully sustainable infrastructure. If we can do both, if we can leverage urban renewal around transportation and parks, and if we can, in a responsible way, continue to get to as close to 100% as possible of our utility assets in good condition, we'll actually have done something quite noteworthy. And it's one of the more exciting, albeit dry, things that we're doing in this body, and I'm proud to be part of it. Thank you to the auditor for all three reports, and I thought this year's financial condition report was the best of the suite that we've received, the best in class of these that we've received. It is the clearest It is the easiest to read. It calls out the fact that we have debt and for a reason. And I think it's ultimately the most balanced. And so I appreciate it. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
So I want to also acknowledge the good work of the auditor. There's two things that caught my attention. Commissioner Fish noted one, 25% of the total outlay that was not going to the general fund was actually going into the urban renewal areas, and the Build Portland mechanism actually recaptures general fund to invest in the maintenance of assets that we already own. The second issue is what the ombudsman raised around fair and moral claims. And one of the reasons I like the audit function is it gets into the nitty-gritty weeds of all of these bureaus in ways that commissioners maybe cannot. And so this fair and moral claims committee, for example, that's a committee that I'm very interested in, and I know that, as I mentioned, the chief administrative officer is very interested in hearing our views on that and how to reengage that process. And to Commissioner Fritz's point, I'll make sure that the CAO actually goes from office to office and gives us a deeper presentation and gets some feedback on that from all of us so that we can give guidance to that group. And I'm very interested in hearing answers from risk management to the questions that I asked of the audit team that they could not answer with regard to risk management. I need to know the answers to those questions, and I think the council at large needs to know the answers to those questions. So I will push for that. And I don't know if that's a work session environment or a report or something else, but I'll make sure that we're all on the same page with regard to that information. So aye. Thank you. The report is accepted. Next item.